From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The United States Supreme Court ruled today that employers may not discriminate against LGBTQ employees because of their sexual orientation. In Florida, a bill that offered legal protection to LGBTQ people has failed year after year in the state legislature. WLRN's Nancy Klingener spoke with one of that bill's sponsors, Representative Holly Rashine. Rashine is a Republican whose district includes the Florida Keys and part of South Dade. She was at an airport departure gate when they spoke.
What did you think when you heard the news about this Supreme Court decision?
I was actually getting ready to head to the airport, and the, you know how the music comes on the TV, like, dun, 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 you know, special report. And so, of course, I stopped what I was doing and listened, and I was like, oh my gosh, wow. I don't want to say that I was super surprised, but I was certainly happy and didn't see that coming. Given the divisiveness of today, you know, we have obviously are going through a pandemic, and then we have the protests and so on and so forth. This is a positive shot in the arm that our country needs right now.
So what will this decision mean for Florida, both locally and at the state government level?
Once the Supreme Court hands down their ruling, that's the law of the land, and that states and locales must adjust accordingly.
You have been filing legislation for years to add protection for LGBTQ people to Florida law. Was there anything your bill would do that isn't covered by this, do you know?
Yes. So my bill also included public accommodations and housing. This covers employment, which, by the way, I don't want to minimize. It's a huge step forward.
Did you receive any pushback as a Republican, since promoting LGBTQ rights is not exactly at the top of the party's priority list? And in fact, the Trump administration has been actively rolling back those rights on a national level?
No, I think folks pretty much understood that my level of partisanship was, you know, very moderate, and that I had a very unique district to represent. And that's quite frankly how I feel personally. So you love who you love and you are who you are. And it was very easy for me to sponsor the legislation and help shepherd it through. And hopefully this decision will open up even more opportunities for equality.
The people in Tallahassee that didn't support your bill, what did they tell you were some of the reasons for not supporting it?
Number one, first and foremost, was litigation. They thought it would open up for needless and numerous lawsuits, especially on the part of small businesses that may or may not understand the nuances or the ordinances or the law or the justification for the laws.
You've been active enough on this that Equality Florida gave you their Voice for Equality Award a couple of years ago. How did this issue get on your radar in the first place?
I was approached by Equality Florida to take a look at the legislation. They approached me as the first Republican to sponsor this legislation, which I was surprised that I was the first one. But yeah, it was just kind of a no-brainer for me. I think that it's smart for business. I think it's smart for recruitment. Big businesses look for states to settle or put their, you know, headquarters in that have these sort of protections in place. Millennials and whatever the next generation is called look for states and communities that have these protections in place, very inclusionary. And quite frankly, it's about freedom. And I think this allows people to be who they are and love who they love.
That was WLRN's Nancy Klingener speaking with State Representative Holly Rashine about today's Supreme Court ruling. That ruling extends civil rights protections in the workplace to LGBTQ people. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.